The epistle for this feast of the Most Holy Trinity is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 11, verses 33-36. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him that recompense should be made him? For from him, and through him, and unto him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even unto the consummation of the world. Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. We ask you to please remember in your prayer the repose of the soul of Brother Joseph, member of the congregation, a longtime member of the congregation. When I was in second grade, he was already a brother at the time. He had been a brother for a few years before that. He died this past week, past few years. He had been suffering quite a bit, but God has called him unto himself this past week. And as it says in Scripture, it's a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead. So let us remember him, this devotee of our Blessed Mother, in our prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today is the feast of the Most Holy Trinity. Many people will make reference to the Holy Trinity and not even be aware that they do so, or not give it a second thought. And it should be a reminder when they make a reference to the Blessed Trinity of who they are. When we began Mass today, we started Mass in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When we walked into church and we made the sign of the cross, taking holy water in our hand, and perhaps even saying in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we were reminded of our baptism. Because it is in their name that we were baptized. The name of the Trinity. Three distinct persons, but one God. Mysterious, yes, it's a mystery. But it doesn't mean that we cannot start to comprehend. But far too many people don't even start to comprehend. They make it one of those Catholic or Christian things that they do and put it on the back burner and thus cheat themselves and stunt their own spiritual growth. Because how can a person grow when he doesn't know his purpose? But our purpose is found, absolutely, when we look at God. When God created man, we read in Genesis, first book of the Bible, the written word of God, he says, Let us make man in our own image and likeness. When Christ came upon earth, he taught us, to an extent, the beginnings of the Blessed Trinity, of our knowledge of the Blessed Trinity. In the Old Testament, it was vague, but it was still referred to. When Christ came, we understood he referred to his Father. He spoke of himself, I and the Father are one and the same. And how he said that it was expedient that he leave to send the Spirit of God, which proceeds from the Father and the Son. It's easy to understand that we are creatures of the Heavenly Father, but not just creatures, children, if we want to be. We are brothers with Christ, if we want to be, and not just saying it will make it so. Now he who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. And we're meant to be intimate with the Spirit of God, spiritually intimate, soul of the soul, sanctifying grace, the life of God in our soul. It is true that the comprehension of the Blessed Trinity is difficult. People have written books, and many of the books that you will find are written, having read them, you'll come away probably more confused. Some of them are very good. But I'm reminded of the story of St. Augustine, where he was walking on the beach and was trying to figure out, trying to understand and comprehend the Blessed Trinity. And there he noticed a little boy, having dug a hole in the sand, running to the sea with a pail and coming back to his hole that he dug and putting water in that hole. And he saw him do this about 20 times or so. And he went up to the little boy and asked him, "What are you doing, my child?" He goes, "I am going to empty the sea into my hole." And St. Augustine said, "My child, that's impossible." And the child said, "But it is more possible than for you to comprehend the Blessed Trinity." And the child disappeared. So the mystery of the Blessed Trinity is indeed that. But it doesn't mean that we're not supposed to pursue it. No, we are absolutely supposed to pursue an understanding of God. And it's going to take us an eternity to fulfill that goal. That's what heaven is. Being fulfilled every moment. We're in heaven of the grandeur, the glory, the goodness of Almighty God. But it starts now. As we referred, Genesis, in the book of Genesis, the creation of man, God said, "Let us make man in our own image and likeness." How is man in the image and likeness of God? We see in God there are three persons: the Father, who begot the Son, and the Father and Son who beget the Spirit, and the three are one. Do we reflect this? Absolutely. We have three in one. We are one person. But we have a body with its senses, its faculties. We have a soul with its faculties of intellect and free will. And we have the Spirit of God if we want it. Three in one. But the Spirit of God to exist in a person is up to that person. If we want Him to. Like last Sunday we read in the Gospel, "If you love me, keep my commandments. My Father will love you, and we will come to you and make our abode with you." When we go stand before the face of God, and all of us will, we will stand before the face of God and we will be recognized by Him, or we will not be. Reminds me of the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. There were 10 of them. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. The 5 wise made sure that they were pursuing their goal. They had enough. They had studied. They had meditated. They had prayed. They were sincere in their faith. They had oil for the lamps. The others, they had opportunity, but it just wasn't that important to them. And so when the bridegroom came, there was no oil for their lamps. They even went to the wise virgins and said, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." And nobody can give you their love for God. Love doesn't work that way, does it? An individual must choose to love God. Truly. Love demands a choice. It can't be forced. But when all is said and done and we stand before the good Lord, either we're going to go in with Him because we're ready, or we're going to come and say, "Appare Domini, open to us, O Lord." And He's going to say to us, "I don't know you." Why doesn't He know us? Because we don't reflect the Trinity. He doesn't see His image within us, the three in one. And so on this feast of the Holy Trinity, let us, first off, thank Almighty God for the grace of the knowledge that we have been given, and the grace of the sacraments that we have been given, that we have been made a child of God, that we're able to receive Christ, our brother, and He establishes or reestablishes in confession and perfects in our hearts at communion the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love and truth. And let us ask the Spirit, as we are called upon in Scripture. As St. Paul says to us, we must stir up the Spirit within us. Call upon the Holy Spirit that we may be truly wise and ever to rejoice in His consolation ever, forever, in heaven, which is our true home, which is with our Heavenly Father, His Son, our brother, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love and truth, which is our connectivity with the divine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.